on this episode of Counting Cars.
You guys have made me so happy lately, so guess what? We're here to race some Ferraris.
So you want to build a bike?
I'm looking for the bike that's reflective of the bar. Sexy, hot, fun, badass bar hopper. Controlled chaos.
Nice.
In this backyard is the next project for you, brother man.
Dude, what? What is it?
Vegas is a gambling town. Most people bet with chips. I bet with rides.
Look at this.
And I always go all in.
Wow. What would you take for this?
I'm Danny, a.k.a. The Count. And this is my all-star team. We find them, fix them, flip them. Sometimes I keep them.
This is 30G.
I can't help myself. For my crew, every job's high stakes. And we can't afford to lose. This is Counting Cars. Yesterday, I got a call from my old friend Davey Deals. Wants me to stop by his place and talk about a cool project he wants us to do. Now, he refused to give me any details on the phone. Frankly, makes me a little bit nervous. Last time, he had us do up his boat, and that wasn't exactly smooth sailing.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
I just pray whatever he wants this time isn't flammable.
I think you would do a boat again because that boat turned out so cool.
You know, between you and me, maybe.
So someplace in this backyard is the next project for you, brother man.
It's in the backyard.
You want to guess a little bit?
Is it the furniture?
Not the furniture.
Are you talking like maybe custom artwork on the walls or something? Like murals or types of things on the walls? You want custom embroidered umbrellas?
Maybe later.
You want, like, flamed diving board?
Oh, we can do that one next time.
Dude, what?
I am extremely disappointed with you.
What is it?
I'll give you a hint. What's your favorite hot rod grill?
I think probably one of the prettiest grills ever made would be, like, a 32 Ford grill.
Very cool.
A grill. A grill. You're talking about your grill. I got you now. A grill that's a grill.
Dude,
I like it this time. And this time it's supposed to catch on fire.
Yes, this is supposed to smoke.
So you mean to tell me that you're finally done with your high-tech $40 grill?
Yes.
Dude, I love the idea. Using a car grill to build a grill.
Or two.
Or what, two?
Two grills?
I got you. Make it bigger. If we took like a 32 Ford grill shell, two of them.
Yeah.
Cut the bottoms off and put them together and use the stainless inserts as the cooking service with a barrel underneath of it.
Yeah.
So you can fill it with your charcoals. And we got two 32 Ford grill shells. The legs and the base, we make it out of car parts.
Yeah.
A carbecue.
A carbecue.
I like that.
Carbecue.
Leave it to Davey to come up with something crazy and outrageous that I cannot wait to dive into. A carbecue? Man, I'm already getting hungry.
I like this project.
It has to be really large because we got to have a really, really big party.
Oh, we are.
Steak? Wings?
I'm in. Twist my arm.
Yeah.
What is your budget? Because we got to get some parts.
I was thinking 1,000.
I think the grill shells alone are going to cost you that.
1,500? It's not much to it. It can't be that difficult.
Right, it's a bunch of metal fab.
It's not much labor, a little welding.
Yeah, you know what?
Hammer.
How about I keep it under $2,000? Tell me we're in.
Love it.
Keep it under two.
Fine.
Done?
Done.
The carbecue.
Carbecue.
The carbecue.
You got it.
I love it,
Deal. We're on the same page.
Thank you for bringing me over for this one, man.
Yeah, let's get some food in you.
I'm so glad it's not a boat.
Danny sent me, Shannon, and Horny Mike downtown to discuss a chopper build with our good friend Michelle. Michelle owns the original Hogs and Heifers in New York City, and all the guys from the shop hang out at the one down here in Vegas, so we're really excited to do this build for her.
Hey! Hi!
How you doing, baby?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
So you want to build a bike?
I do want to build a bike. I'm looking for, like, a sexy, hot, badass bar hopper. Something from the 70s. You guys know me. I want something that is a reflection of my personality. Tough, sassy, bold, badass.
Like a 70s style sporty chop.
Right. Old school with a new twist on it.
I got it.
I have a lot of bikes, and none of them have really been a bike that I've just kind of built from the beginning. And I'm excited. The guys at Counts are going to do an incredible job, and it's just the right time. It's time. What I liked about the bikes in the 70s is that they were sleek and they were a little low, higher in the front. Paint job, we're talking a bike that's going to sort of be reflective of me and reflective of the bar. I want something that's fun, colorful, a lot of different personalities, characters, sort of curved design that would come back to back.
Nothing symmetrical, all just moving.
Yeah, controlled chaos.
Nice.
I can make it happen. I think the paint job's going to be sweet. Me and Ryan will confer and we'll figure out something. Really pop it out, really sass it up a little bit.
So what are you thinking as far as a budget?
You know, I would imagine this is definitely going to go into the higher teens.
Let's just say 15 to 20.
Right.
Are you cool with that?
You know, I'm good. If it's, basically if it goes above 15, you should just let me know. But I trust you. You know, I'm interested in your sensibility. I don't trust you one bit.
Now we're on the same page.
No fool would trust you.
I think I'm falling in love with this project. A bike from the 70s kind of fits Michelle's personality to me. I'm glad she wanted to go with something like that. But our budget of 15 to 20, it's a challenge. I got to go out and find the motor and frame. And it's going to take a lot of resources and time to get this stuff done.
I'm going to stay with the girls.
You got work to do. Get your butt outside.
You guys suck. We'll see you later.
I love you.
Holy this is crazy. I can't believe you're actually going to race Ferraris.
I'm stuck!
What do you think, Shannon?
I think we got a winner.
Well, would you take $700 for it?
Daddy, you're a nice guy, but you ain't that pretty.
We're in the middle of working on two very cool projects for two very cool people over at the shop. Right now, the guys are working hard building a custom barbecue grill made out of nothing but car parts for Davy Deals. And Michelle, the owner of Hogs and Heifers, we're building her a wicked 70s style chopper. Now, she's only got 15 grand to work with, so we're picking up a custom frame that's already done to save Shannon some time at the shop. Because as you know, time is money.
Well, this must be the place. We're obviously in Motorcycle Central.
Yep.
Hello? Anybody home?
Mike, you here?
Hello?
Yo.
Hey.
Huh? What's up, fella?
There he is. You must be Magic Mike.
Yeah, I've been called worse lately. So.
How you doing, Danny Coker?
How's it going?
It's Shannon.
How you doing?
How's it going, fella?
Good, brother. Well, Shannon called early. We were looking for that sporty frame. Yeah.
Like Ironhead Sporty.
Yeah, like an Ironhead Sporty frame. You got one?
Oh, yeah, I sold that one.
Nah. See who we're dealing with here now.
Uh-huh.
They call me Magic Mike. I didn't ask for that name. They call me Magic Mike because I make it happen when nobody else either wants to or can.
How long you been to Vegas, Mike?
About 8 years.
8 years? From where?
All over. I've done all 50 states, so pick one. You know what I mean? Yeah.
They still chasing you?
No, I gained a little weight. Nobody even looks for me now. You know what I mean?
Let's see what you got, man.
Well, let's drag it out here so you can take a look at it. I'm getting old enough that I don't really care about lifting anything, so.
This looks good. What do you know about this frame, brother?
Not a whole lot other than it is really, really clean.
Yeah, I mean, I even like the front end that's on it, too. I mean, it comes with it, right?
Yep. Full meal deal.
I like that. I like the front end, man. You're right. And I like the way this is goosenecked out, man.
Yep.
I'd change your handlebars, but, that's just me.
Yeah, you're right.
It's a little too big for the bike we're building.
Yeah, this has got to go.
That work for you?
What do you think, Shannon?
I think we got a winner.
Yeah, I like this.
This frame's gonna be perfect. I can just see it now. You know, welding that hardtail on. I'll make an oil tank for it, find the motor. Got the wheels that I think I can use. Just, man, I got so much things running through my head right now. I just wanna start building it.
What are you looking to get out of this, brother?
All I can get. Don't make me an offer.
Well, would you take $700 for it?
Daddy, you're a nice guy, but you ain't that pretty. I mean, you know, the frame's worth $700.
Front end alone's probably worth $300. So I think it's worth about a grand.
Okay. What do you think about that? Would you take $1,000? Cash? $100 bills? Shannon just printed them up last night. The ink's a little runny, but not bad.
I'll tell you what. You tell me what president's on a $100 bill, and we'll do it for $1,000.
A dead one.
They're all dead.
That's true. Well, Ben Franklin never was a president.
Right. Got a deal.
All right.
Buying this frame saves us time and money in the bike shop. And finding one of this quality is good for both us and for Michelle. Now we can use that time and that money for the fun stuff. All the other crazy bells and whistles that's going to make Michelle go nuts when she sees her chop.
We got one motor, two transmissions, and like probably about 20 miscellaneous parts. So I'm loading up the van today with Horny Mike, Rolly, Grandpa, Shannon, and we are all heading out to Las Vegas Speedway. Let's get it loaded up, let's get it strapped down, and maybe, if you do it right, I'll buy you lunch today.
Can we eat lunch first?
No! Yeah! I told the guys I was going out to pick up some car parts, I needed some help, but that was BS. They've been working so hard lately, I got a very cool surprise for them. Don't embarrass us out here.
You brought all of us and you don't want us embarrassed.
Look at that. I don't want to be embarrassed. Let's go.
That was stupid.
Let's go, let's go, let's go.
We're here. Time to go to work.
Come here. Dude, I know I'm normally a hard ass, and it's all about work, and it's all about money, but you guys have made me so happy lately. I've been really proud of you. So guess what? We're not here to move anything or pick anything up. We're here to race some Ferraris.
What?
Yeah.
No, I set this up. Sure. I set no, this no. up.
I might like you a little bit more today.
So don't ever say I'm all work and all money.
Holy this is crazy. I can't believe you're actually going to race Ferraris.
She's gonna get us dressed?
She's gonna get dressed.
All right. Don't get excited.
Hey, that means first we gotta get undressed, right?
We are good guys, I swear.
Yeah, we okay.
Wear clothes underneath it?
Mike, get off her. Get off her. Now that I think about it, my guys around a track at 100 miles an hour probably isn't one of my best ideas.
We look like a bobsled team from some very, very strange country.
Feel like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man in Ghostbusters.
I'm stuck! I need some butter!
Get something ass in there.
I'm in! Shannon, good luck!
Yeah, I'm sucking it in.
You better suck it all in. This is gonna be one of the top five things I've ever done in my life. Dude, I've driven a tank, and this thing is way cooler. That's what I'm talking about.
I think the worst driver was Grandpa.
Grandpa has got to be the worst. I mean, he had his blinker on the whole time. He was ungodly. Everybody passed Grandpa.
Out of the way, Grandpa.
Scott's normally full of but surprising us like this, I gotta give him credit.
I smoked your ass! You didn't win. I smoked you, and smoked your old ass. Just to make things a little more interesting, I asked the Speedway people to time us, because that way my boys know who's the biggest, baddest there is here.
Starting from the slowest.
Right here. Grandpa.
The second slowest, I have Rolly.
Oh, Rolly's the second slowest?
Third slowest, I have Shannon.
Oh, that's okay.
Hey, right. Hey.
Uh-oh, watch out. Look out, not a two. That's swell heads over here.
Second, I have Scott. So nice to put Scott in his place.
Say it.
Okay, you won.
I'm number one.
Scott has to go through the rest of his life. The rest of his life knowing he's a half second behind me.
Mikey.
You know what?
Mikey, take your love when you get it.
Hey, you know what? We had fun.
Oh, hell yeah.
Only the loser says that.
Hey, wait a minute now.
Don't look, Davey. Don't look.
Set it up right here,
right
guys.
Right here, guys.
It's right there, man.
Whoa, that is way cool. You guys nailed it.
First impression. Give it to me.
I love it. Are you kidding me? I love it.
Guys have got their work cut out for them on this barbecue we're building for Davey Deals, and it's actually starting to resemble a real grill. And I'm hoping that this thing works, because me and all the fellas, we're looking forward to testing this thing out at this big backyard party that Davey's throwing. Over in the bike department, Shannon's team has been busting their butts on this project for Michelle. Now, Steve did an absolute gorgeous hand-tooled leather seat that I know Michelle is going to flip over. And Ryan and Horny Mike did an insane paint job straight out of the 70s. Now, this bike is done, and it is gorgeous. And Michelle, she was going to come pick it up, but she broke her wrist. That's why we're making a special house call, so the bike will be there ready to rock when Michelle is ready to ride.
Hey!
Jeez. Hello,
what
beautiful.
Are you doing? Oh, my bike done!
You know, we just thought, you know, we'd come down and lift your spirits a little bit, make you happy. Look at that smile on your face.
Look at that big smile. Man.
You want to see something beautiful?
I do.
Do you want to see this
bike?
I do. Are you really looking forward
to
it?
I'm ready.
Well, come on here for a minute. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Now,
I am, but I'm not. I can't believe it. I can't ride it. I did a motorcycle ride with my husband, 10-day trip, 3,500 miles, and halfway through the trip, I couldn't open and close my hand. And it turns out that I tore the ligament, which controls your thumb and your wrist. So, yeah, I'm a little bummed, but I'm excited to see the bike.
Are you ready for this?
I'm really ready.
Promise,
I'm ready.
Promise me you're ready for this.
As long as it's not red, we're okay.
Okay, we should probably go back in the house for a minute.
Oh, I'm just playing.
It's not red. I'm just messing with you. She's gorgeous, Michelle. You're going to look so beautiful on this thing. All right, ready?
Mm-hmm.
One, two, have at it. Welcome to the 70s, baby. We love doing projects that reflect the big personalities of the customer commissioning the job. We started with a Sportster frame that was a perfect blank slate for Shannon to build upon. We added a rigid back end, and we rebuilt that beautiful shovel head motor to give it some kick. Ryan and Horny Mike gave it an epic 70s paint job with the psychedelic colors and that gorgeous metal flake that makes you want to throw on your bell bottoms and ride. Finally, Steve worked his leather magic with a beautiful custom hand-tooled leather seat that pays tribute to Michelle's world-famous biker bar, Hogs and Heifers. Personally, this is one of my favorite bikes. I love the fact that it's so old school, rigid with the back, sporty front end on it, everything chromed, everything polished. The paint is straight out of the late 60s, early 70s. All the fades in it, all the flake
incredible.
In it, all the different panels in it, the use of the different colors. The seat that Steve did was just off the chart.
This seat is out of control.
On top of the fact that the project is so cool, we got to do this for you, and that made it twice as cool.
Can I sit on it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
I love it. Are you kidding me? I love it. I don't know how this is going to sit in my driveway all these months without me driving. Man, they put a smile on my face today. I don't even know what to say. It's incredible. I love it. They did a beautiful job. Woo!
I know he's driving you crazy right now. We love Michelle, and we're psyched to be able to do this bike for her. She may not be able to ride it now, but in a couple of weeks, she'll be as good as new. And I can promise her this, the ride will be worth the wait. Now, when you get out of your cast, we go get in the wind together?
Oh, please.
All right.
I would love it.
Done?
That will shake on it.
Davey Deals has done it again. First, we built in a matching set of a beautiful hot rod pulling a boat. Now, the hot rod was covered in flames. The boat, well, it burst into flames.
Oh, we're on fire. Fire in the hole.
And now we've built him a beautiful barbecue grill that hopefully will catch on fire on purpose. We finished it just in time for Davey's big party he's throwing today, and we're on our way over there to show off this gorgeous new grill, chow down on some delicious barbecue. Davey Deals!
Oh, what a surprise!
How you doing, man?
Hey, brother,
good
man.
Good to see you, bro. Good to see you, man.
What's happening, man?
I see you're all prepped for some cooking. Are you ready to start cooking?
Yeah.
Because I got the grill, and it's bad.
I love it.
Are you ready to see this thing, man?
I'm ready.
We're going to have the boys bring it in. All right, fellas. Ugh. Don't look, Davey. Don't look. Set it up right here,
right
guys.
Right here, guys.
You ready, Deals?
Yeah.
It's right there, man.
Whoa, that is way cool. You guys nailed it. Very cool.
Two 1932 grill shells put together.
That is a barbecue.
Man, this barbecue was a lot of fun, but it was a lot of work. We started off with automotive pistons for the feet, built a beautiful stainless cabinet with all of the rivets in it to give it that real industrial look, and the grilling surface, that's the coolest part. We took two 1932 Ford grill shells, cut them off on the bottom, welded them together. This barbecue is wicked. You happy, bro? You dig it?
I do dig it. That is way bad, man. Absolutely. The stainless steel, I love these bends.
That's all Justin right there, man.
Well, I hope you didn't use any Bondo, brother, because if you use Bondo, it's going to kapow.
Brother, dude, man. You know my metal work.
That's it.
Yeah, you sure?
Like butter.
I love it, man.
I love it.
It is above and beyond. I mean, it's just so cool.
I love Master. It when you say that.
This thing is so crazy. The boys did an incredible job. I love this barbecue. So our original deal was $2,000. Are we in right. budget?
We are right on budget. We're right on the money. $2,000 total.
All right. Done. Check's in the mail.
It's Davey, dude. It's all good. Yeah, if he says it's in the mail, it's in the mail.
Let's have a party.
Absolutely, dude. I'm so glad that Davey's happy with his new barbecue. This thing is crazy and it's cool. A lot like Davey. And it looks great in his backyard, and it's a tribute to his passion for cars. And most importantly, I gotta admit, the dogs and the burgers, they were downright tasty.